Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, March 11th, 2019. Today, in 1985, Mikhail Gorbachev replaced Konstantin Chernenko as Soviet leader. A fierce dispute has broken out over the Finnish brewpub Brugerei Helsinki in Prenzlauer Berg. A leaflet of the Berlin Bündnis gegen Rechts, or Alliance Against the Right, claims that the owner, Pekka Kerajanen, has ties to a Nazi club in Finland. According to the leaflet, the club has shown runes, SS symbols, and swastikas on its website, adding that, quote, "Even if nothing in the pub itself points to a glorification of National Socialism, it is unacceptable for us in any form that someone who is in an SS club should run a business in Berlin." The operator of the club, Pekka Kerajanen, resolutely denies the claim of the leaflet, adding that, quote, "We are not Nazis, we are not right." The brewer feels slandered and sees no other choice than hiring a lawyer. He confirms to preside over the Finnish Association, which in English calls itself Brothers Help, adding that the character of the association is not right-wing extremist, but aims to be politically neutral, helping Finnish veterans who fought in the Second World War. One such veteran is Kerajanen's own father. According to the owner, the assumption that the club glorifies the deeds of the SS was based on a misunderstanding. Also, that there is absolutely no connection between the Finnish club and the pub in Prenzlauer Berg. Meanwhile, only small visible signs of the dispute can be found in the pub. A small notice next to the large blackboard suggests that the bar is currently fighting against accusations of being right extremist. Since the leaflet has been in circulation, employees of the restaurant are afraid of attacks. The Berliner Bündnis gegen Rechts, on the other hand, is sticking to its accusations. In its flyer, it also mentions atrocities committed by a Finnish SS battalion and sees it as involved in crimes of the Holocaust. According to its own statements, the Alliance has so far circulated 3,000 flyers to call for a boycott of the pub. According to the owner of the pub, these accusations endanger the livelihood and security of nearly 30 people employed in Finland and Germany. After the fatal fire attack on two homeless men in Berlin-Schöneweide about 7 months ago, a 48-year-old man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison. The accused had poured gasoline over the victims after a quarrel and set them on fire. He was found guilty of manslaughter and attempted manslaughter. The attacker escaped first, and witnesses put out the fire. Recently, investigators evaluated footage from surveillance cameras that led to the attacker's arrest. Months after the attack, a 47-year-old man finally succumbed to his severe injuries. For weeks, he had received intensive medical care and was also placed in a protective coma and operated on several times. A then 62-year-old suffered minor injuries. Allergy sufferers were already hit hard, unusually early, including yours truly at Berlin Briefing. In mid-February, alder, hazelnut, and poplar pollen was flying, and the concentration had also reached record levels. And March has not yet brought any remedy. According to allergist Jörg Kleine-Tebbe, there is an unusually high pollen count this year. Birch pollen is a particularly feared species of pollen, and many suffer allergies from it. Usually, most birch trees start flowering in April. This year, however, birch pollen could swirl through the air already by the end of March. It depends strongly on the weather when pollen starts to fly. Rain does wash it from the trees. However, if the weather becomes suddenly bright and sunny in the spring, just as suddenly, pollen can take to the air. According to the expert, whether there will be an above-average amount of pollen in the air in the region in the long term cannot be judged by an extreme year. However, a look at the past decades reveals a trend. The allergist went on to say that, quote, the number of people with hay fever has gradually increased significantly. Now, between 20 and 25% of people in Germany are affected by allergic complaints of this kind. This is probably due to multifaceted environmental influences and, to put it bluntly, our Western lifestyle. Symptoms such as watery eyes, coughing, itchy noses or ears can now be treated well with medication. Doctors and pharmacists could advise on a range of eye drops, nasal sprays, or antihistamine tablets. Those with extreme symptoms can be helped by immunotherapy. The association Berlin-Brent, or Berlin-Burns, ignited a barrel fire one last time in front of the Rotes Rathaus in Mitte this Saturday. With the vigil, the activists wanted to draw attention to the still poor working conditions at the Berlin Fire Brigade. They welcomed firefighter Kai Eichler, who had walked the distance from Lake Constance to Berlin in full equipment to support the Berlin-Brent Association. In the evening, he reached Berlin, and Saturday marked the end of the vigil in front of the Rotes Rathaus. According to Berlin-Brent, the Berlin Fire Brigade still has far too few personnel for an ever-increasing number of missions. Since the beginning of the protests, much has already been decided and set in motion regarding improvements. But Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD said that the changes will take time. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.